It's Columbia Morning at News Talk 1400 KF for you. And I'm pleased to welcome the Executive Director of the Women's Foundation of St. Louis. Good website, by the way. I really have enjoyed looking at it. It is WFSTL.org. And she will explain why we're talking to the Executive Director of the Women's Foundation of St. Louis for information that we can provide through a survey here in Mid-Missouri. Jane Callahan joins us now. Thank you for joining me. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on air, David.
Let's talk about Women's Foundation of St. Louis, first of all. What's its purpose and objective?
Sure. The Women's Foundation of Greater St. Louis is committed to advancing economic independence for women and girls in the St. Louis region. And we do that through a few mechanisms. We strive to increase awareness of the issues that women face, women of all diverse backgrounds here in the Greater St. Louis area. Also to try to improve workplace practices, and then we also award grants to local nonprofits that provide services for women and girls.
And this would include, is Columbia included in this region in your definition?
With regard to the special initiative that we're talking about this morning, David, yes, the Employment Scorecard, it's a statewide initiative. In terms of awarding grants, we're focused on the greater St. Louis area.
All right, so the Employment Scorecard, let's define that right now. So what is the Employment Scorecard asking about?
So it is titled Women in the Workplace Employment Scorecard. And what we're really trying to do, David, is throughout the state of Missouri to lift up those employers from various sectors that are providing and offering the very best workplace policies and practices from the lens of their female employees.
I see. So what kind of questions do you ask on this survey or scorecard?
So it's the survey is online, confidential, free, easily accessible. There are six categories of questions, and they include compensation, recruitment, retention, workplace culture, leadership, and community support. So unlike some other business surveys, this just requires one person from the organization, and the CEO, CFO, or the HR person, the HR lead, to go in to the portal and submit the answers on behalf of the organization. So it's not an opinion survey of the organization. We're really trying to delve into companies and ask them to share with us in a very confidential way their policies and practices.
Have you done this kind of survey for the scorecard before?
This is our inaugural survey. Our inaugural year, so we're really excited about it, and we're not aware of other initiatives like this that are specifically focused on women in the state of Missouri. So we're the first ones to do this, and we're super excited, and we really hope that people from across the state participate. The different organizations would love to have a strong response from the folks in Mid-Missouri.
What will you do with the information that you gather from this?
Well, I want to reiterate that it's confidential. So the individual responses are not shared publicly. In fact, we'll review the data. It'll be blind. So we won't know when we're reviewing who the organizations are. So those organizations that show to have the most exemplary practices will be awarded an A grade, and those organizations will make that known in the media, and we'll give them a digital image too, so they can use that on their website. And then we'll have an event in early 2018 to celebrate those successes. Those organizations that don't achieve the A rating, that remains confidential. We give everyone, all the participating organizations, a scorecard so they can learn from what areas of improvement they might be able to work on over the years and then come back in a future year and apply and hopefully make progress. We're really wanting to incentivize employers to drive positive change.
Yeah, so I could see this. If I'm listening to this and I'm a male and I'm a person who would be perhaps filling out this survey, I would say, well, I don't think we're going to grade very high. What's going to be the benefit for me to do this? I'll just ignore this. I won't do it. But I think that participation would show a willingness and an eagerness to say, maybe we have some deficiencies when it comes to women in our workplace. I want to make them better, so let me learn how I can do that.
That's exactly right, David. We're not trying to do any kind of public shaming, just to inform what would be the best practices going forward. And I think, you know, with our state is really blessed to have such a low unemployment rate, but the reality is for employers in all sectors, you know, they're faced with a really tight labor market. So it becomes even more important for employers to attract and retain those highly skilled employees. And you know, women are half of the labor force. So it's critically important that employers have a workplace environment that that their female employees are attracted to work at and that they want to stay and thrive in those environment.
A couple of more questions specifically about the survey. What is the window of opportunity to fill that out? When are you going to say, we'd like to have these done by?
Well, we'd like organizations to reach out to us and get their, to register. They get a unique login ID that would be up by October 15th. So we still have another 10 days, but we would love for you to go online. And again, it's WFSTL.org. Click the button, and then we'll get you your login ID, and we'll get you ready to go.
And then the second question is, somebody will ask, how long does it take to fill out this survey? What is your expected length of time?
I don't think it's not a very we tried to make it easy to work on. It is really going to vary by organization. Some organizations already have this data ready to go. Others may have to take a step back and just look at the numbers a little bit, but I just don't think it's a heavy lift. So the people that register, typically they go in, they take a look at it, they answer some of the questions, they take a timeout, go back, look at their data, and come back in again and then finish it off. So it is really not a heavy lift, and we really feel that it's the kind of data that really is a good idea for organizations to have a handle on in any case.
Mm-hmm. What's the response been so far? Have you started to get some of the surveys filled out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been delighted by the response. We have organizations that are varying in size in terms of number of employees. That's the other thing. We really want small organizations in, you know, Missouri's largest employers to participate. We also have good dispersion among sector. We have certainly for-profit organizations, educational institutions, and also not-for-profit organizations.
All right. I would like for you just to summarize one more time for those who are saying, just clarify it for me one more time, the purpose of this and what it is we're talking about when we talk about this survey.
So it's the Women in the Workplace Employment Scorecard. It's a free, confidential online survey that is accessible through our website, WFSTL.org. We are requesting that organizations that are interested in applying have one person that would be responsible to submit the information, and it's all driven on policies and practices. So it's objective information. We'll review the submissions confidentially, issue a report later in 2018. Those that have an A score will be recognized publicly, and that will roll out later this year and in early 2018.
All right. And again, it's from Women's Foundation of St. Louis. The website is, or the abbreviation shortened of that, WFSTL.org, Women's Foundation of Greater St. Louis. If you want to do just a search for that, and you'll be directed to their website. Jane Callahan is the Executive Director of the Women's Foundation of St. Louis. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, David. I appreciate your time.
And we'll be watching for the results of that survey and that scorecard. It's News Talk 1400 KFRU.